Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball four. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manuel moves to third. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manuel scores. Reese moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Ullander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Ullander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ullander hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. It's 3 to nothing, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Pafletic and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Pete Ward now playing third base. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Roseboro steals second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roseboro moves to third. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander bunts towards first. Hopkins fields the ball and throws to Horlin covering. Safe. Roseboro scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Carew reaches second base with a double. Olander goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Twins. Don Sechrist now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manuel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Bob Priddy now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Twins. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseborough for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Manuel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Manuel reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Charlie Manuel. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Reese reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. It's 11-0, Twins. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Dean Chance. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Carew moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reese strikes out. Herman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reese out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Ward reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1 Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gritzenda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritzenda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.